Here to judge.
Welcome to Here to Judge, where we scour the internet to dissect dilemmas and decide who's to blame. Here to judge today is me, Layla Navabi.
Me, Priya Hall.
And me, Robin Morgan.
Am I the asshole for banning my boyfriend from getting pet fish? During the pandemic, my boyfriend, 25 male, went on a deep dive of YouTuber fish, great pun, and fish tanks, and is somewhat obsessed now and wants to get a huge setup for the living room of all these tropical fish. I, 26 female, have outright banned him from doing this for the simple fact I've seen this obsession from him before. It's what led to our pet mini lop rabbit Tootsie. And he doesn't clean out her hutch or litter tray at all and barely plays with her. She was his pet, but has honestly ended up becoming mine as I couldn't stand to see her neglected. I know he'll end up doing the same with a fish tank. They won't be cleaned out properly and that is just downright cruel. I'm not open to the idea of being the one to do this as I've had fish before and I hate cleaning tanks and filters. He insists that I'm being unfair and this is different, and of course he cleaned them. He has ignored me comparing it to Tootsie. I don't want to be unfair to him, but I honestly do not see him as a responsible pet owner. Should I just let him get the fish and see if he'll take care of them, and if not, give the fish up? Edit. Banning was perhaps the wrong phrasing. I should have said, firmly put my foot down. So too long, didn't listen. Boyfriend wants to get some fish. He has a history of not being a very good pet owner. Girlfriend doesn't want to see more pets in the house because she'll be the one to take care of them. What do you think?
It's time to leave your partner. Hey!
You haven't had one of those in ages.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I think that of every one of these, but...
Sure, yeah.
That's just my vibe.
My husband has been doing too much charity work. Leave him!
It's time! Get going!
That would be such a good, like, Saturday night game show. Like a reverse dating show.
It's oh my god.
Three couples gonna get divorced.
Oh my god. Imagine.
That's never been done before, is it?
Imagine if you had three couples on and like the aim of the game was to stay together at the end of it, the ones that ended up staying together would be so disappointed at the end. Whereas all the happy divorced people would just be running around the place banging.
Happy divorce.
But imagine like three divorced couples go on ITV1 on Saturday night and they've all got issues. They all are about to get divorced and
the audience votes. Do they swap?
No. The audience vote at the end. It's hosted by Bradley Walsh.
Oh, one of them gets a free divorce.
And one of them gets divorced live on air on ITV1.
For free. That's the important
thing. I was thinking...
Yes, because and all the legal matters are done by a team of top professional lawyers from like LA.
Like LA.
Like proper divorces.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of that
divorces.
Netflix.
You know what I mean? You know, in LA where they get divorced.
Yeah, like
with
a boardroom.
Where the children are taken away forever.
Yeah, sort of conscious uncoupling, like that kind of level of shit. That's what we want.
I was thinking it would be a case of the audience votes as to who has to stay together as a sort of Schadenfreude sort of thing. And then this couple, this admittedly unhappy couple, have to stay together and that's the entertainment value there.
Legally for a year. And then, like Blind Date, we visit back couples who are still unhappy
on future
episodes.
Perfect,
that's
perfect,
fun.
Perfect. They've not sorted their finances out. It's not sorted.
Yeah, exactly. I would both watch... Right, do warm up for. Imagine doing warm up for the divorce show.
Hi, my name's Robin. I've got a wife.
Get out of here!
Oh my god.
All of the LA lawyers are immediately like kicking off, flipping tables.
We now go live to our LA lawyers.
I'd love to do what's your dream warm up show? Like, stupid answers only.
Love to do question time. Really sour the room before they all start.
What do you think of me?
Oh, that's so good. Go on, Hal, give me the worst you've got.
Oh, God.
I want to do Hole in the Wall.
Amazing.
Oh, great, that'd be fun.
Imagine doing a warm-up for Hole in the Wall.
That'd be really fun.
What if they never let you do the Hole in the Wall?
Oh, well...
They wouldn't. They wouldn't let you do it because it would be like you'd break a prop, wouldn't you? You'd have to just sort of chat to them about it.
The temptation would be too much.
You might have to bring in your own walls with holes in.
I just have a slideshow of holes in walls.
Sure. That's from a bad nail.
Yeah, that's from bad nail.
Fucking hell, those bad nails ruining walls.
Please, honestly, if you've got a bad nail, talk to an LA lawyer and they'll sort it right out.
You haven't answered, Robin. What's your dream wall match?
Splash, the short-lived ITV one diving show.
Oh my god. Nice. Do you have to do it in like your like swimwear as well?
I would do it in speedos at the top of the 20-meter diving board. give us a cheer, please. Give us a cheer.
As you slowly turn blue.
Oh my god.
And then we're about to start the show, and I'm about to fucking plunge to my death. And then I'll jump in at the end as I welcome the host. Who was hosting that?
Tom Daly, obviously.
Tom Daly was like a regular. It. I don't think so. I think he was like the regular diver.
The regular diver. He was the guy. Like he like helped
like the team excellent diver.
No, he was like.
If you think you can do better,
he was like the Tess Daly vibe for the thing.
Sure, like this. Yeah, I've just googled Splash. It has a 4.2 rating on IMDb.
Out of what?
It stars 10.
Oh, it's unfair, really, isn't it?
I think
you get what you get. It's a diving program. Well. Yeah. They do diving. Who went
Gabby
on
Logan
it?
And Vernon Kay presented the show, whilst Team GB Olympic gold medal winning diver Tom Daly was the expert mentor to the celebrities. He was the expert diver.
Imagine pitching this. It's like Tom Daly, Vernon Kay.
I mean, it would entirely live or die as to whether like on whether Tom Daly wanted to do it. Can you imagine trying to pitch that show
exactly
without Tom Daly?
Yeah.
It's a diving show with celebrities, and the talent is a diver.
A diver.
And the celebrities just sort of give it a go.
Yeah, they sort of like die a lot, and it's like The Jump but thawed. That's what it is.
I want to talk about fish food and why it is so repugnant. Why does fish food smell like fish?
He's made of fish.
If they edit that well, that'll sound so much like an advert. Hello, I'd like to talk to you about fish food and why it's so repugnant. Like a PSA?
No, but why? Why does it smell like it fucking reeks?
It's made of fish.
A fish?
It's dried up fish.
No, yeah, why that's disgusting.
Fish food
that's
made of fish. Fish eat fish. Fish eat fish.
Yeah, they're going to have like mad fish disease.
Well, there's no reason to hate fish.
I don't know how many times I can tell you that fish eat fish.
But like, what sort of fish is in fish food?
I imagine whatever the horse equivalent of the fish world is. Like there's horse in
like
dog
a whale?
Food.
Seahorse!
Okay, fine.
Of course!
Oh. I had a tank of fish and one of them went missing once and we never did find him and he definitely got eaten by all of the other fish. He did. That's where he went.
There's always a bunny.
He was a
fish
big
that
fish.
Eats the other fish.
How big?
He was like this big.
That's
and
great
all of the other
podcasts.
Fish were like
you
this
be doing
big.
Anything. You have to use actual metrics and come on.
So he was
is that a plum?
I wanna say, is that 2 inches?
A plum? You didn't give him
a plum
metrics,
size.
Right? You went for fruit.
Yeah,
he was about
metric
the size
measurement
of a flat plum and all of the
a
other
flat
fish.
Plum? What's a flat plum?
He was so flat, though. He was so flat.
He's a fish.
And then all of the other fish were teeny
flat
tiny.
Fish are like renowned for being flat. Like, if anything, they're the flat. They are the flattest creature you could find.
He was so flat. I really hated him. I was glad
How
he went.
How old were you? Went. He was killed. He was murdered by his brethren.
How old? I was in my early teens. So I would have been about 13, 14.
Also, that's definitely something your mother told you. That your mum was definitely like, oh, Pri, he's gone missing. Like, really. She probably watched it happen. She probably
ate it. She fried him up. Like the tiny flat plum he was.
I hate when people have pets and then neglect them.
Correct.
I know, sometimes it's out of people's control because whatever, if you know, but don't...
It feels like the Tootsie Rabbit thing wasn't out of their control. It feels like he was just lazy and just didn't clean it and wanted to... It feels like if they hadn't said the boyfriend is like 25 male, I'd assume that he was literally 6 years old.
Yeah. That's it.
It has that energy of, I want this new thing, and then doesn't have the responsibility to...
Yeah.
Wouldn't that worry you as like a potential partner if you were going to have like kids and stuff when you thought that?
Yeah.
Because it's a living being that he's willing to neglect.
Yeah.
It's a big old red flag. She needs to leave this man. It's time to leave your partner. Bam.
Leave your partner.
Am I the arsehole for customising my burger? We went to a restaurant for my niece's 10th birthday. I am pretty picky about food, so I thought that rather than complain about the burger place she wanted to go to, it would be easier if I just took along some of my own stuff. The actual meat at this place is okay, but they do horrible oversweet brioche buns and fancy named complex burgers, and it makes the food basically inedible. It's so disgusting. I ordered their most basic burger with just some lettuce and had brought my own bread, cheese and barbecue sauce. Nobody said anything at the time. None of the staff cared. And honestly, I think the guys at the table next to us were pretty jealous. Afterwards, my sister told me I was being a total arsehole and ruined the evening and drew all of the attention away from my niece on her birthday. My niece didn't seem unhappy. Basically, nobody commented beyond saying, "Haha, don't you want one of these fancy burgers?" I got to eat food that was actually edible, and I don't think I was being an arsehole, but I don't know. Was my sister just being weird, or does she have a point?
It's quite iconic.
I love this.
It's quite iconic.
I love this. Has real bringing your own chicken Jalfrezi vibes.
Yeah, it really does. What's the weirdest thing you've ordered in a restaurant, please?
Oh, Layla, you were there.
Was I?
I tried to order a Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, my God! Oh, this is funny. I've got a picture of this.
With veggie sausages. And, they didn't have any veggie sausages, so I just got a Yorkshire pudding with mash.
All day. Priya had been going, "Oh, I just really want some bangers and mash. I really want some bangers and mash." And then we got to the place, and they were like, "We don't have any sausages.
Bangers.
Any bangers? None.
Without a bangers."
So she had this...
Tapping a sign saying no bangers.
She had Yorkshire pudding, the Yorkshire pudding was the plate, and then mashed peas and gravy, and that was the meal
really nice.
with accompanied by
the carbiest
to wash
meal.
It all down, a cup of tea, like an old builder.
It was delicious.
It's like a nana.
Yeah, it was such a nana
meal.
Oh,
I can't taste anymore. If they don't have bangers, I'll just have carbs.
Yeah, if they don't have mash.
At one point, Layla went, "Do you have like something like broccoli to go with it?" And he went, "We don't have broccoli."
No, broccoli.
I was like, "Fair enough, mate."
That is the weirdest thing, I think. I went to Ballon's in Soho after a Newsjack rap party. And I was very, very poor and couldn't afford a burger there, so I
asked.
Ballon's is like a sort of
like a fancy restaurant.
Yeah, it's a restaurant bar in Soho that's open quite late, so you can always go in there.
Right.
But like everyone went for food and ordered like, I don't know, it was probably like £16-17 burgers, but I was incredibly poor and could not afford that at sort of 2 a.m. So, but I still wanted to eat, so I ordered a side of egg. I just had a little bowl of scrambled egg on my own with a beer.
Oh no.
I'm not sure if I did myself any justice networking with the Radio 4 Extra producers, known as like the side of egg man.
Literally, what the...
I'm imagining like an egg cup of scrambled
egg.
Oh
yeah, just tiny little... a thimble of egg. Layla, weirdest thing in the restaurant?
Oh, mushrooms. Like, sometimes I just want, like, a savoury snack. And I really like, you know, like, I always get it at the lounge. If I don't want a meal, I'll have, like, a little dish of sautéed mushrooms.
Sure.
I think that they should be served like olives.
Sure, okay.
With little...
Yeah.
With a little cocktail.
Yeah.
Really good.
You know, mate, if we ever ordered our little weird items, we'd be really slowly making a full English.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near my items.
No. Oh, God.
A full English serves in a Yorkshire pudding.
Delicious.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
No, thank you.
What do we think about that? I really like this person's energy in terms of like they're bringing Tupperware to a burger place. Because it sounds like an honest burger type thing.
Do you reckon they still charge the same
People
amount,
call me Burger
though?
Kitchen.
I bet they charge the same amount.
What, for lettuce, burger, bun? Yeah, because I guess you can't... You can do, like,
no, they
didn't
even give a lettuce... No, this person just had the actual burger. Just the patty.
Just the meat is what she...
Oh, really? She just ordered a patty.
Took from the restaurant.
Yeah, that would have been like 12 quid, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I love the idea of her bringing out a bun and then like a bread knife to cut the bun.
Sure.
Oh, I don't subscribe to buns that aren't already cut in half. What's the point in buying a burger bun if it's not already cut in half?
You've been scammed.
Yeah, you've been fucked over once again by rolls.
Okay.
I do think that if I was on a table with people and someone did that, I'd be like, that's a bit fucking weird, mate.
Yeah.
But I'd also quite enjoy it. I once lived with somebody at university who went to the cinema and rather than buying pick and mix, used to bring an entire bag of, I think it was almonds and like dried cranberries and things. And he would like, oh no. And then grapes, and he'd call it like nature's Haribo.
That makes me very sad.
Yeah, but he really enjoyed the fact he was like sticking it to the man.
But you can sneak sweets in.
We've been through this before, haven't we?
There's this thing on TikTok that young people are doing called...
On what?
It's like talking about how if you're someone who had a crunchy childhood, they call it. And it's a sort of person that has like, their family had like a National Trust membership and would like drive miles
granola.
Away. Yeah, a little granola in a box and like grapes and like go on hikes. And that's called like, if you had a crunchy, I definitely didn't have a crunchy child. I think my parents tried maybe once or twice to have a crunchy childhood, but then they'd end up like almost getting a divorce. So it used to not happen very often.
Why crunchy?
On top of
Peter
Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. The posing by the thing.
We had so many rows in Brecon. I can't tell you. Do you have crunchy childhoods?
In what way? The chocolate bar?
No, it's just called a crunch. I don't know why it's called crunchy.
I've heard this, so like hippies are called like crunchies.
Oh, right.
It's like Children of the Corn vibes. Like you know, like anyone who had like a Mac from Regatta or any of those like...
Right. Yeah.
No, Birkenstocks. Little tiny baby Birkenstocks.
Yeah. Like...
We went walking. Like we went to the Garth and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we didn't do like homemade granola bars.
No, but did you have like little like your snacks that you take with you? It's like grapes and like those crunchy Nature Valley bars.
We had Tracker bars, which is essentially the same thing. Yeah.
You had a crunchy childhood.
Did I?
You actually do. I have that vibe.
Fair enough. I'm not gonna deny my roots. I'm not.
It's not a bad thing.
I remember like having packed lunches and asking for school dinners because of my friends having school dinners, and I was embarrassed by the fact my mum used to give me an apple cord, so the cord taken out, and inside that she would put a little carrot stick, like a little thing in the middle of it, and that was my snack. But she's proper like hippie food wise.
Do you know what's really kind is that you had to explain to us what a cord apple was.
I was doing it for me more than anything.
No, correct.
I could not even picture my mother coring an apple for any of her children.
No. Did she use one of those tools or was it a knife?
No, I think it was by hand.
She punched
it out. I genuinely remember being handed an apple as a child with a knife.
Oh, sure.
What, cutting an apple with a knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal, is it not?
Yeah, but as a child, just being handed the knife and being like, crack on.
Jen and Maisie went to the beach the other day, and I was working, so I couldn't go. But me and Maisie packed her lunch, and they're having crunchy childhoods, clearly.
Yeah.
Because she likes pears, but she doesn't like the skin. Sit in this Tupperware. Jen was sleeping, so I put a pear in, and I gave Maisie, showed her the knife in the box. And I said, this is for the knife. You need to tell Mummy this is a knife for the... And she was like, knife? Okay, this is a pear. I'm already teaching a very angry girl the word knife and where the knife is. She killed 7 that day.
Pear skin is weird. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's too... Apple skin is nice. Pear skin
Why does pear
like...
skin taste like it has scabs?
It does.
It tastes dry, like it needs to moisturise.
It tastes like it's got eczema. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is a vibe.
If this feels like a roast battle against pears...
I mean, I also have eczema.
Hey, pears!
It's dry it's flaky and like...
But it's so nice inside.
Like Layla the Barbie.
That, That's it. You've got to get through the scabby eczema exterior to get to,
to get the beautiful to the inside. How repugnant. I have nothing else to say about this one, apart from I respect it. I respect it.
I like this person. I think I would find it a bit weird if someone was doing it at my table, but I'd quite enjoy the... They clearly don't give any shits, and that is energy. You know, they're just trying to have a burger. Equally, those posh burger places are quite nice. So I think they do seem a bit dickish.
I don't think they're an asshole, but I do think they're a weirdo. But this is not, am I the weirdo?
No. So. This is here to judge, Priya.
I'm tweeting out that pairs have... I'm trying to figure out the way to word this because I think it's really
simply
important.
Simply, pairs have expa. No other context is needed.
And then turn off replies for the tweet.
Yeah, I am going to do that.
I'm going to quote tweet it with like, what the fuck? Angry face, angry face, angry face. I'm going to get you cancelled.
Over pairs.
You're not going to cancel me, bud.
Here to judge. Am I the asshole for refusing to learn Italian? I'm currently 5 months pregnant. My ex is Italian, and he, brackets and his family, want our baby to grow up speaking Italian. They think that I should learn the language since I'll have primary custody so that I can teach my child. They've offered to pay to send me to classes or to hire a private tutor for me, and so far I've refused both offers. Now that we're divorcing, learning Italian seems pointless to me. I will never go to Italy ever again, and I don't have anyone in my life that I would ever speak the language to. The more I refuse, the more upset my ex and his family are getting. They think I'm being selfish and that I should do this for the sake of my baby and not for them. They claim that by refusing to learn Italian, I'm rejecting parts of my child who will pick up on it as they grow older. During our latest fight over this, my ex told me that he will make my life and divorce very difficult if I keep refusing him. Am I the asshole for refusing to learn Italian?
No.
Nope. Nah. This one's bleak.
Yeah, this is controlling, isn't it? Really controlling. Like, and also quite... What a sexist thing to think that... Okay, so maybe use that time that you have with your child and the time that they have with your family to then teach them Italian. But it's not anyone else's responsibility to do that for you. That's fucked.
She shouldn't be forced to learn any languages.
I haven't been to Italy before.
Great question, Layla. No, of course she shouldn't be forced to learn anything. And also, if you learn a language forced, it's not really.
I
want to
talk
work.
About
imagine,
Italy.
Like...
I've been to Italy.
Mm-mm.
And Robin! Have you
just
been?
I'm just trying to play the game.
Have
just
you been to
just
Italy?
To your podcast, Layla.
Have you
been? Yes, many times.
Have you?
Many times.
With my tracker bars.
Where?
Two times.
Right, go
two
on. Times. Where?
Bologna.
Yeah.
And one of the islands. Sardinia. Is that an Italian
Was it
one?
Nice? Yeah. You have your pizza, ice cream.
No. Nah, not
was it nice
me.
What did you have after a pizza? What?
Jenna, they rang out of bangers. They had. So I had a Yorkshire, a bit of gravy, but other than that.
You need to run a travel blog where this is just all of the content. It's just you aggressively interviewing people about fairly average holidays. How was it? All right, was it? What'd you have?
No one has liked my
star,
first
was
tweet. No one's liked my first tweet.
Do you want
did
me to
it
like
a second
it?
Ago.
No, it's got five. It was 5 minutes. It's got nothing. It's failed. It's in the bin.
It's 8 p.m.
It's not good enough.
Retweeted at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
It's not good enough.
What's the actual tweet?
Pears have eczema. And then I panicked and so I wanted to like clear my good name. So I said, if I lick my skin, then lick a pear, it's the same thing.
Sure, well, yeah, that's context.
So that's I have eczema, so I can say this, and also sure. It's just the truth. I'm sorry that I can be. I'm going to delete my tweets now. Because I'm embarrassed.
Delete all of your tweets.
All
your social media.
Well, like one of those. Well, like Piers Morgan. It was like. I was going to be too real about how brown women are persecuted for saying anything. And then I did that because I thought I would ruin the mood. Anyway, what do you have in Italy?
What's your favourite pizza?
Anyway, what's your weirdest Italian experience?
I once went to Italy on a school trip, and I came away from the group, and I spotted a singer who
Pavarotti.
No, I was giving you the plot. I was actually trying to do the plot of the Lizzie McGuire movie, but I thought you were both too young to know what it is.
I have seen it. I can't remember.
I have seen it.
It's such a good film. It's such a good film. It's on Disney Plus. They have a great song in it. It's so good.
Hey now. Is it that one?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is what dreams are made of. Hey now. This is what dreams. I'm gonna go watch that now. Bye.
See you later. I really have nothing.
Imagine else if I just watched a film on my phone for the rest of the recording.
Not the asshole. Don't learn Italian.
Not the asshole.
Never learn Italian. Here to judge.
Here to judge. This has been a Little Wonder production. Music from Prod Rivaini. Logo artwork from Sam Roberts. Voice from Melanie Walters. With special thanks to Beth Forrest, Steve Pickup, Sam Roberts, Henry Widdicombe, and Joe Williams. Other podcasts from Little Wonder include I Wish I Was an Only Child and Welcome to Spooktown. Subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.